Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Caitlin with Arts and Entertainment.
And for the last time possibly ever, good morning to you, Caitlin.
Good morning. Oh, don't say it like that. It sounds so sad.
It is sad, isn't it?
It is very sad.
The reason why it's sad is because when we first started doing this program in its current format, you were one of the first new segments that we recruited.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many texts I've heard you review over about 18 months, but it's been an incredible number. And you've even built up a bit of a following. We get letters and emails asking about your segment.
Oh, do we now?
We do. You've read most all of them, the thousands and thousands of them.
Yes, so thousands upon thousands upon thousands. I'm very dedicated to my following.
But you've sort of got a new set of circumstances, I suppose, a new career trajectory, and that means that community radio is taking a bit of a back seat.
Yes, unfortunately, a full-time job in obviously my dedicated field of media.
That's right.
Means that, yes, I can no longer participate in these little kind of reviews, and obviously coming in every Tuesday, you know, it's weird because like it was so habitual for me to come in every Tuesday.
That's
with
right.
Something to
rain,
talk about.
Hail or shine, you were here.
Yes, rain, hail or shine. If not, over the phone.
That's right.
Yeah, I think even when I was in Port Douglas, I
That's
still
right.
rang over
it
the
was.
Phone.
You're probably one of our most dedicated segment presenters, I would say.
Yeah, so as you were saying before, sometimes with community radio, it can be...
That's right. You hear people for a few weeks and then you never hear of them again.
No, but...
But at least you get the opportunity to have a formal send-off.
Yeah, and that was because I loved it so much and I really loved coming in and talking about it and obviously, you know, being on the show with you, Mitch,
oh.
you know.
That's very
no,
kind of you.
I know.
And some of the listeners may not know this, but you even played a little bit of a role for a period of time behind the scenes of the program, lining up some of our much esteemed guests and doing some of the podcasting. So we definitely miss you in those roles as well.
Yeah, I didn't do as much as I'm sure you would have liked. I apologize for that. But yes, I did do some of that.
That was very good.
And some blogs and things like that. So everyone should check out your blog.
Mitchellsfrontpage.com.
There you go. A little
it's very
plug
easy
for
to remember.
You.
That's it. Well, what are the highlights that we've had? What texts have been some of your favorites? What have been the lowlights, the highlights?
The highlights for me have definitely been when I reviewed the YouTube
yep.
channel.
That got a lot of hits
because
on our
that
website.
Got a lot of interest, especially from Dennis. I believe that you told me that he had a mini heart attack when I did that. So that was kind of interesting for me because I think, or for anyone who doesn't know, I did a review on a YouTube channel because to me, I think stories, any type of story in any medium is kind of a form of literature, I suppose, in a way. And it definitely isn't the classic kind of tradition. And yes, that kind of went down like a bitter pill for some people, I think.
That's right.
But you know, I like that means I'm, you know, pushing the boundaries type thing.
That's right.
So,
it
yeah,
wasn't
that
just
was
a carbon copy segment.
No, another highlight was definitely, kind of, I think all the highlights have been probably pushing you to try and read something and then never
and you,
having you do it.
You were successful, I think, on a couple of counts.
On a couple of occasions, yes.
Mainly more the viewing stuff.
The movies and things like that, which is fine. That's fine. If you want, if that's your preferred medium, go for it.
But it's not like I'm just some illiterate.
No, no, not at all. You're just a very busy man.
Well, I read a lot of news stories,
yes.
a lot of information.
I didn't bring in a lot of like biographies. Fees or things like that would probably, or current affairs type things. That
you wouldn't
probably.
Believe how big the pile of books at home I have that I have to read, that I've either purchased, because you go to someone's
yeah.
book signing, it's like, well, of course you've got to buy the book.
Yes,
and you think, oh yeah, I really like...
Oh, what
I'd
book
like
signing
to.
Have you been to?
Mainly politicians' ones.
Oh, Mitch.
Well, it's not for everyone, but...
No, it's really
but,
not. But I'm
good.
Glad that you found your genre, and that's fine. That's more than fine. Yeah, I wish that I was more interested in things like that. But I'm not.
Each to their own, isn't it?
But, I know, but it makes you feel more worldly. I feel like you're more worldly than I am.
No, not really. But you sit down, you listen to the author speak about it for 45 minutes. You get a bit of a Q&A session. Then, of course, at the end, you have to buy their book.
Yes.
And now, what text have you brought in this week?
We can talk about Sense8, which was this Netflix original series. And I believe it had 10 episodes in it. And it was so good. You need to watch it.
Right. Now, just to bring the listeners up to speed, you did recommend a series called Making a Murderer. Now, some of these Netflix original series mm-hmm. have a very high standard of production and
Absolutely.
Just incredible production values and quality and storytelling.
The
so
writing
it's very good.
Is amazing. The yeah, exactly. The quality in which they filmed, the acting that they like, the you know, the caliber of acting mm-hmm. in it is just so good. And with Making a Murderer, you know, these are people who have the opportunity, I think, to find and to spend that time in making or producing something that is of high quality, because it's not their kind of ultimate money making
venture. Now, because yeah. the point is, for one of those series, like the box set, I don't know how much that would cost, maybe $30 on DVD, but to watch it on Netflix, you're paying about a third of that for 1 month of unlimited
right.
streaming.
So they would have a lot of revenue coming in from just their basis. So I think that gives them that kind of creative license to be able to go out and source out particular or like things, or have, you know, high quality things presented to them and then let them kind of be choosy. So Sense8 was kind of about, followed like eight people who are kind of connected psychically. It's like set in today's thing. And it's like, it's amazing because they're set across like eight different cultures, and, you know, they kind of interweave into each other's lives. And obviously there's a, you know, that standard kind of arc where there's the antagonist, but you've got eight protagonists involved, and it's a really beautiful kind of series about life and death and love and all those things that I really like, and it just really kind of explores like the human spectrum of emotion and, you know, kind of the things that we can, I suppose, lend ourselves to doing on an emotional level.
So it's 10 times 1 hour.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So 10 hours, which isn't a lot, I think.
It isn't over the space of a few weeks. I mean, if you have one binge session over
a
weekend.
Yeah, that's a day, though. Like, that's all right.
I don't think
clearly I've been in the Netflix spiral for quite a long time.
Possibly. I don't think people would admit, really, to watching it all day long.
Oh.
You might actually do it, but, yeah, I don't know if anyone would admit.
I'll admit it.
You'll admit it. In speaking about the streaming, I've just got Presto as well as Netflix.
Oh.
And between the two
is
of them...
Is that the Foxtel?
It is the Foxtel one. It's got more of your traditional... Netflix seems mm-hmm. to have content that's a bit more edgy
mm-hmm.
and pushing the boundaries, and they do their own series, whereas with Presto, you get your traditional. So with both, you actually get the best of both worlds, because you've got Netflix for...
Are you paying that same amount?
Mm.
Oh, that's all right yeah. then.
Well, the cost of them all, I think it's only about $12 or $15 a month.
Oh, because you would only have like two screens, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't need... I'm one person. I can't watch more than five screens at once.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, I mean, what is it? The price of three cups of coffee or something? Like, it's not going to...
That's nothing. Mm.
But I think you can share it, can't you, with your housemates and the people
that's
that live
right.
with you, so
yeah.
it works.
So I share mine, but I'm really bad and I've never paid my roommate back for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just buy lots of free coffees.
Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, I make up for it in other ways. But, yeah, no, we share, and we had like three of us, I think, that watch it and have three different accounts mm. on it.
And for those people at home, you can stream it now to smart TVs. So you
yeah,
just
that's
have to
what
be
we have now.
Watching a computer or a tablet in a small screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have like my roommate has that box, which I think is the Apple, like kind of like Apple TV type thing. And it streams it for us.
Any
so that
smart
we don't
TV
actually have,
though?
Yeah, smart TV, so that we don't have to watch from our laptops, which is actually really helpful.
Yeah. And Sense8, mm-hmm. just explain the sort of people that you think would like to watch it.
Anyone. I think it will go to any kind of demographic. I think anyone would be interested in it. It's got everything in it.
But what sort of things in life might they be interested in? Or what sort of other works might they have watched that would then draw them into this? Or you're just saying it appeals across...
I think that anyone that's into... You know what? The thing is because it's funny, it's heartfelt, it's really like genuine in its comedy.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, it's also got this real thriller kind of aspect to it. And this like, oh, what's happening there? Like, who's this?
Mm.
Like, I know that, I mean, I'm not trying to give anything away, but there is a character that, you know, one's, gone to jail for the sake of her family, and one's kind of on the run from, being, lobotomized. you know, so it's got like things in it that are quite thrill seeking. So I think for someone who's really into action or thriller, there's definitely got that. For anyone that's into love stories, it's got that. For anyone who's into comedy, it's got that. For anyone that's in, you know what I mean?
So very well explained.
Yes, thank you. Is it? Because yes. I think I just went on a roundabout there.
No, that was very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in. What was your score out of 10?
10.
10.
Ending on a 10.
Ending on a 10. A lot of your stuff got close to 10s or 5s. I
probably wouldn't review it if I didn't like it. And then sometimes I felt like I had to like review something I didn't really like.
There was a couple of interesting ones but you were a bit more critical about.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, all the very best for your future. It's very sad that we're ending this segment. It's been a pleasure working with you, but also you've played such an important role in the program. I can't thank you enough for doing the work behind the scenes and also fronting up here, because one thing we can't get enough of on this show is just great content like you provide. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
All right. Thank you very much. Caitlin there with Arts and Entertainment.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.